Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
As an older man, can I ask you a question about men? I was outdoors at a pub with Pastor John Ealers in Cambridge having a meal. We had been working on the central office move and sorting and discarding decades-old files. There was still a lot to do, but now it was time for beer and pizza. The young lady at the table next to us was with a chap, and whenever he went inside the pub, she would talk to us, and she began by announcing that she was inebriated, which I confirmed, yes you are, because she'd asked for a slice of my pizza. And so began a series of brief conversations. I gave a faux shocked expression when she said I was South African, but she happily told us about her travels in Australia after her second guess of my nationality. On another occasion, we heard her view that we all people are just all energy. And she took it in her stride when she wanted to know what I did. I'm a priest. People know what a priest is, they rarely know about pastors. We are all part of an energy continuum, it seems, she was saying. And in these moments, you try and say something, but often people are not listening. I managed to get in a comment that we are really bodies. We are physical beings. Her friend was away again, and she turned to us again. As an older man, can I ask you a question about men? I laughed at the older man description. So did John. Thanks a lot. She then asked whether it was normal male behaviour to be in a relationship but still want to be promiscuous. Not her words. Think about it. What does one say? Is it normal? She kept asking versions of the same question, as we replied that while many men might want to behave that way, it wasn't a matter of what is normal, but what is right. And we said that such behaviour is not right. I asked whether the man in question was the one yet again in the pub. Oh no, he's a friend, and he's gay. And then he returned, and she went back to talking with him, and then they both then went into the pub. They hadn't returned when we left. It was a different but pleasant, though somewhat weird, interaction at a pub, and we found ourselves talking about what is normal human behaviour. What is normal? What everyone does? How we are socially conditioned? We would hope that normal is at least legal or moral, but who defines right? I often say that relationships govern behaviour. But in this case, perhaps it is better to say behaviour reflects relationships. So I see promiscuity as essentially a relationship with self and for self, and whoever is involved with such a person is a utility. Isn't that the human condition, though? If we can get away with it, having people always serve us? Human versions of religion are similar. We exist to serve the gods. This strikes me as dog-eat-dog, use or be used. And if this is normal, oh dear. That is why Christianity is so weird, and those who follow Jesus can be viewed likewise. In Jesus, we encounter a God who serves. Those were his words. Mark chapter 10, verse 45, and why Jesus died on a cross. We meet him in worship. Christ is risen. And he's the one who comes to us. The Heavenly Father is running to prodigals. The Holy Spirit is generously free and persistent about his presence with people. And those who meet such a God discover that they are precious, unique, an individual cherished by God. Hence the followers of Jesus seek to do likewise. Serve others, because everyone is precious to this God who serves. Oh, how wonderful our world would be if this lifestyle was normal. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, Heavenly Father, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. Teach us to seek you and to rely on you in all our needs, and guide us through your word, so that our deepest desires may be satisfied and joy is found in serving those around us as we wait until we finally see you face to face. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.